Build a company without investors. If you're a new entrepreneur, money is likely your top concern. How much will it take to turn your great idea into a real product or service? And where will you get that money? Stories in the media about startups getting millions from investors might make fundraising seem like the best route. But there's another option, bootstrapping. Bootstrapping means using what you already have, like your skills and a bit of your money, to get your business going. Savetri Wilson turned her first company, Solid Ground Innovations, into a million-dollar enterprise this way. Depending on your business idea, bootstrapping could be your best starting strategy too. Advantages of bootstrapping for founders. Bootstrapping founders enjoy several perks that those with investors miss out on. They have complete control over their company. This means they can call the shots without needing to hold regular board meetings or report to investors. Bootstrapping founders also retain full ownership of their business, unlike those who have to share equity with investors. While having investors can provide more initial cash, this comes with the eventual obligation to pay dividends. In contrast, bootstrapping founders get to keep all the profits they make. Bootstrapping has its drawbacks. Limited cash can slow growth, and you'd bear all the financial risk alone. However, if your company requires minimal initial investment and you can start selling quickly, bootstrapping might be your top choice. To decide on the right financing approach, ask yourself four key questions. 1. Is starting your company inexpensive? 2. Can you manage without hiring others? 3. Is there a clear demand for your product or service? 4. Are you skilled at managing money and sticking to your budget? Consider the personal toll before starting a company. If you've watched The Social Network, a movie loosely based on Mark Zuckerberg's journey creating Facebook, you might notice something important. Many people have great ideas. But turning a great idea into a successful business is a different challenge. Starting a business is a big commitment that will impact nearly every part of your life. The reality is that most startups fail. Only 1 in 10 become viable companies, and even then, half of those fail within 5 years. Before diving in, think carefully about whether starting a business is the right path for you. Before diving into your business idea, there are 3 key points to consider. First off, think about the market. To know if there's a demand for your product or service, identify your ideal customer and talk to a few people who fit the description. Ask them about the specific problems your product aims to solve. For example, when Wilson started her second company, Resilia, she wanted to simplify reporting for nonprofits. See if your product offers a new and useful solution. This sets it apart from competitors. Second, consider what it'll take to get your product on the market. Can you handle everything yourself, or will you need to hire experts for technical tasks? Calculate the minimum funds needed for a viable product, including administrative costs like setting up your company. Decide if you can cover these expenses on your own or if you'll need outside funding. Third, crucial factor is time. Time is essential for building your business and launching your product. Where will you find that time? Will you start your venture part-time while keeping your current job? Are you willing to use your free time to kickstart and manage your business? Being a founder requires sacrifice and determination, so be prepared for the challenges ahead to ensure your company succeeds. Choose your recruits wisely for outsourcing. When Wilson launched Solid Ground Innovations, she didn't need to hire anyone else at first, which helped her bootstrap. However, her next venture, Resilia, was a different story. Wilson aimed to create a technology platform for charities. While she deeply understood her customers' needs, she lacked expertise in technology. To build his platform, Wilson needed a team of developers. The most affordable option was hiring freelancers instead of full-time employees. While this saves money, freelancers may not feel as invested as employees and often work remotely, sometimes in other countries. To ensure successful collaboration, it's crucial to select the right people for the job. If you're new to freelancing and lack a trusted network, don't worry. You can still find top-notch freelancers for your projects. Start by using platforms like Toptal or Andela, which carefully select their freelancers. Toptal, for instance, accepts only 3% of applicants, ensuring you access A-list freelancers who deliver high-quality work. While their rates may be higher, this approach saves you time by focusing on the best candidates. Find reliable freelancers. Are you looking for skilled freelancers? Referrals are a great way to connect with trustworthy performers. If you don't know other entrepreneurs, join Slack channels or Facebook groups where founders share resources. Ask them for recommendations. Keep in mind, though, that many others are looking for freelancers in these places, too. With lots of talent competition, attracting freelancers to your project can be tough. You might need to pay a bit more or offer a flexible work schedule to stand out. Consider using an agency when launching your first product. Agencies include their fee in the freelancer's rate, making it costly in the long run. Before deciding, research agencies by reading reviews and speaking with current employees. Investors prioritize you over your product for funding. Wilson was just 19 when she decided to become an entrepreneur. She had a bold idea for an online newspaper called Be Now, Black News Our Way, and shared it with her professor, Dr. Leonard Moore. He liked her idea so much that he gave Wilson $150 to help her start her business by filing the necessary paperwork. This surprised Wilson, who didn't realize Dr. Moore was her first investor. Wilson worked hard to get Be Now and her first company, Solid Ground Innovations, off the ground. This experience taught her a valuable lesson: building relationships is crucial when raising funds for a business. Building a product often requires a team and funding from investors. Even if you have enough money to start, you might prefer not to take all the financial risk alone. Unless you're a highly sought-after startup, raising funds can be challenging. But it's not impossible. You just need a smart approach. Start building relationships early for startup funding. Begin by forming relationships long before you need money. This can be tough if you're not in a big startup hub like Silicon Valley. But don't underestimate your local community, no matter where you are. Most cities have private investors, often called angel investors. As soon as Wilson proved her idea with Resilia, she began approaching investors in her home state of Louisiana. Through these relationships, she successfully raised $400,000. Your ideal first investor believes in you to make your idea a success. They trust that you'll give it your all to launch your company. If you don't know potential investors yet, create chances to meet them. Build relationships and earn their confidence. Focus on selling yourself, not just your idea. Many people have great ideas, so you need to show potential investors that you're the right person to support. Create compelling narratives for investors. When Wilson discussed her idea for Be Now with her college professor, she was sharing a personal journey. As a young Black woman in Louisiana, Wilson faced many challenges. Her goal with Be Now was to bring together students from two different communities, those from Southern University, a historically Black college, and others from Louisiana State University, where Wilson attended on a full Pell Grant. Storytelling has a unique power. It can captivate listeners and inspire action. In Wilson's case, her story moved Dr. Moore to support her by providing the funding needed to start her business. By crafting your entrepreneurial journey into a compelling narrative, you can harness this power to secure the seed funding necessary for your ventures. Before approaching potential angel investors, prepare a compelling story that will convince them to invest. Your story should explain the problem you've identified, such as a lack of diverse voices in news reporting, and why you are the right person to solve it. Practice telling this story until it feels natural and sincere. Wilson, while seeking funding for Resilia, found that her connection to the problem made her narrative powerful. Her solution addressed a problem she had personally experienced, allowing her to understand her future customers' needs. Utilize relationships for investor confidence. Having an existing relationship with the person you're approaching is a big advantage. If they know you're passionate about the industry your new company will serve, they'll trust that you understand how to create a successful solution. If they see you as a capable leader, they'll believe you can guide a team through the challenges all new companies face. When these qualities come together in you, potential investors will recognize your potential as a founder. Your approach to an investor should match your relationship with them. Talking face-to-face works best with family, while a phone call followed by an email is better for a former classmate. If they're new to investing, clearly explain the risks, including the chance of losing money. This is crucial, especially when dealing with family members who invest. Assess true cost before pitching. Competitions like TechCrunch Disrupt are famous for launching startups into the spotlight and securing them crucial funding. But for Wilson, her first pitch competition in upstate New York turned out to be a costly misstep. Traveling from Louisiana on her dime, she faced unexpected last-minute feedback from an investor just before her presentation. This threw her off completely, leading to a disastrous pitch. The entire experience, despite its potential rewards, ended up being a regrettable waste of time and money. Wilson faced disappointment at her second pitching event, held in her home state. Unlike the first event where judges decided the winner, this time it was the audience's vote that mattered. Despite delivering a flawless pitch, Wilson didn't win. She later discovered that the winner was a professor who had promised his students extra credit if they attended and voted for him. Accelerator programs. Accelerator programs offer a great alternative to pitching competitions for securing early-stage funding. These programs typically last for 3 months. During this time, founders receive about $100,000 in funding to speed up their startup's growth. Additionally, they get guidance from experienced advisors and expand their professional networks. Joining a startup accelerator involves giving the organizers 5-8% of your company's equity. Though they say this percentage isn't flexible, it can be negotiated quietly. Accelerators also help attract other investors. They often end with a demo day where startups pitch to potential backers. Even if you don't secure funding then, it forces you to prepare your pitch and resources for future investor meetings. Steady revenue fuels success. Starting a business may seem glamorous with its sales pitches and celebratory moments, but success in the beginning hinges on a straightforward process. When you first introduce your product or service, what matters most is predictable income. You need to be confident that process A will consistently result in sales outcome B. This repetition creates a steady flow of cash. And with reliable cash flow, you can strategically reinvest to expand your business. To build repeatable revenue, focus on three key areas: generating leads, targeting customers effectively, and tracking conversions. Assign specific team members to either find new leads or present our product and close deals. Once you've perfected your sales process, document it and share it with your team so everyone follows the same strategy. Next, create a detailed profile of your ideal customer and identify individuals who match that profile. If your potential customer works in a company, such as an HR manager, contact their receptionist and ask for their name and email address. Use this information to reach out via email, mentioning that their colleague referred them to establish a personal connection. Effective sales strategies for busy executives. When you connect with a new contact, schedule a call to understand their goals. Show them how your product meets their needs. This builds trust in your vision, making closing deals easier. Contact marketing is crucial for reaching CEOs who are hard to reach due to their busy schedules. Identify your target by researching their LinkedIn profile and reading articles they've published. Look for personal details like hobbies. Use this information creatively to reach out. For instance, send them a signed copy of their favorite author's book. This helps you build rapport, which can lead to future sales. Always keep a detailed log of every interaction with potential customers. This way, you can track your conversion rates and assess the success of your sales strategies. Maintain composure in future fundraising efforts. Once your business is up and running smoothly, and customers are loving your product, it's time to consider a series of funding. This is your first round of financing from venture capitalists, where they buy stocks in your company in exchange for funds. The amount you raise can vary widely based on your company's needs. Remember, it's not about raising as much money as possible. What matters is figuring out exactly how much you need to achieve your next big milestone. When Wilson needed to raise $8 million for Resilia's Series A round, having previous seed funding helped. Existing investors supported her, making her more appealing to new ones. Wilson's earlier fundraising experience taught her what it takes to secure $8 million. She had a clear plan for the resources Resilia needed and was well prepared to pitch her vision. This included being ready to answer any investors' questions confidently. Prepare for series of funding. To get ready for your series of funding round, start by identifying what makes your company stand out: its solid business model, ability to grow, flexibility, and how well it's doing in the market. Show that you're making money but need more funding to reach the next level. Next, decide when to launch your campaign wisely. Wilson learned from experience not to start her campaign in October because many people were on holiday then. This can make it hard to connect with them and waste precious time. Having a lawyer to review your deal terms is important to ensure they benefit you. This time, You probably won't be asking people who know you for investments, so negotiations might not be as friendly as your seed funding round. Be cautious not to be taken advantage of. Treat investing like a marriage, don't accept an offer just because it's there. You'll have long relationships with your investors, so think carefully about whether each proposal is a good fit. Key points. 1. Start your business with what you have, skills and a bit of your own money, through bootstrapping to retain control and profits. 2. Validate your idea by understanding market demand and solving specific problems to stand out from competitors. 3. When hiring, consider freelancers for cost efficiency, but choose wisely to ensure alignment and quality. 4. Build relationships early with potential investors based on trust and your commitment to your business. 5. Focus on generating steady revenue early on to sustain and grow your business without immediate reliance on external funding.